Nor did Vanessa. We never raised our voices in front of our children, ever.
How do you think your experiences with your parents in your childhood affected your approach to your relationship with Ms. Hurd?
I'm sorry, one more time.
How did your experiences observing your parents as a child affect your approach to your relationship with Ms. Hurd?
Well, in the beginning of my relationship with Ms. Hurd, there was, from what I recall and what I remember, she was too good to be true. She was attentive, she was loving, she was smart, she was kind, she was funny, she was understanding, she and we had many things in common, certain blues music and, well, music, literature, things of that nature. So for that year or year and a half, it was amazing. There were a couple of things that, I don't know, stuck in my head that I noticed that I thought might be a little bit of a dilemma at some point. For example, I worked quite a lot, and when I would come home from work, I would come in the house or the hotel, and she would sit me down on the couch and give me a glass of wine and take my boots off, set them to the side, and I'd never experienced anything like that in my life. I just never thought that was, I just never experienced that before. And it became a regular thing that she did, this kind of routine. And I remember one night I came home from work, and I think she was on the phone or something, and or busy, she was doing something. And so I sat down on the couch and I took my boots off, and suddenly Miss Hurd approached with this look on her face and she just said, "What did you just do? What did you do?" I said, what do you mean? "You took your boots off." I said, "Yeah, yes, I did. You were busy, you know." No, "That's my job. That's what I do. You don't do that. I do that." "Okay, all right then." And then she said, "Let me get you a glass of wine." And she brought me the glass of wine. But I did take pause, of course, at the fact that she was visibly shaken or upset that I had broken her rules of routine. I thought that strange. And then once you notice something like that, then you start to notice other little tidbits and things that come out, and then within a year or year and a half, she had become this another person almost.
Mr. Depp, we're going to talk about Ms. Hurd in a couple minutes, but I'd like to first talk about